Just to continue the conversation, Martin, one thing you're doing is a very important job in terms of young potential RAF flyers and people involved in the RAF generally through your own job, yeah?
Absolutely. I look after the Combined Cadet Force for the Royal Air Force. I've got 230 schools nationally. I have about 8,500 cadets across those schools. And yes, some of them do aspire to join the Royal Air Force, but that's not what we're all about. We're not a recruiting organisation. We're about developing young people. Mm. We're about inspiring them to go on and do better in life. Yes, it is military skills. Yes, it is in uniform, but that's not the focus. The focus is about developing them as young people, but also giving them some fantastic experiences. So the opportunity to go flying. You know, some of our young people, even before they can drive, they are going solo in aircraft, which is an amazing experience for those that get to do it.
What about qualification? I mean, can they go through a sort of BTEC system or whatever if necessary?
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots and lots of training, a whole variety of subjects, including the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme that we support. But also you can go on and do a BTEC level 2. But also the Institute of Leadership Management, our leadership courses are accredited to ILM level 3, which is quite a serious qualification for a young person to be able to get through the cadet forces. Yeah. So yeah, there are really low level qualifications right the way up to BTECs and Institute of Leadership and Management qualifications.
Do you have any contact with the Cadet Vocational Qualification Organisation or CVQO?
Yeah, the CVQO, absolutely. We work alongside them, and in fact they are the people that deliver the BTEC for us. It's through the CVQO. They offer a variety of qualifications for the cadets but also for the volunteers, because that's really important as well. We have about 11,000 volunteers nationally looking after the Royal Air Force Air Cadets, and it's really important we continue to invest in them. In fact, something I've been working with Warwick University recently, and we're starting to offer a postgraduate, so level 7, master's degree level certificate in leadership and management. In fact, we have an open day later on this month over at Warwick, where we're taking, we've already recruited about 65 people to come along and listen a little bit more about what the program is going to be. So we have the vocational qualification through the CVQO, but we're also starting to look at providing an education program through one of the leading MBA providers of Warwick, which is Warwick Business School.
So in a way it's a sort of it's an apprenticeship in some respects in a sort of way, isn't it?
I think so. If you look at the way that young people can develop from the very early age, you know, the air cadets will take people at the age 12 and they'll take them all the way through to age 20 as a cadet, and then they can stay within the organisation and continue to grow. It's a continual investment from the very young all the way through to, we have people much older ages who join us as volunteers. They can go on to gain qualifications that are useful in general society, but also help them get jobs.
And also I think for them it's a stepping stone maybe into the regular RAF anyway, or reserve or whatever.
Absolutely. We do have a number. In fact, there's some interesting stats. I can't recall them at the moment, but when you go to Cranwell, where we train our officers, there's quite a large proportion of those going through officer training who have been a cadet, predominantly an RAF cadet, but maybe from one of the other services as well. So, as I say, we're not a recruiting organisation, but we do have quite a good number of our cadets that do go on to serve in the armed forces.
What about the website to find out more information about what you're doing there?
Aircadets.org, and you can find out either about the ATC, which is the Air Cadets in the Community, or the Combined Cadet Force, which is the part of the organisation that I work and look after, which is cadets within schools.
Pleasure to talk.
Thank you very much.